I remember when I finished varsity and it was time for me to take the qualification that I had just acquired and go and try and find employment. My first instinct was to go onto one of these job sites. We all know them because many of us have looked for a job at some point in our lives, unless, of course, you're still in primary, high school, or even still in varsity, and you've not dabbled in some kind of employment. But the majority of many of us will end up at that place, right? So whether or not you're there yet, this is a very important conversation for you as well. So there are many of these different websites. And the first thing you learn is that a CV is a must. You have to have a CV. Some of these sites or job applications will ask you to write some kind of motivation as to why they should hire you, which is called a cover letter. And for me, that was one thing that I dreaded. I never enjoyed writing a cover letter. To this day, the thought of looking for employment, the one reason I do not like it is simply because I do not want to find myself at some point in my life having to write a cover letter. And the worst part of it is that you write multiple. But the point I'm taking us to is this. The more and more I put in these job applications, I realized how empty it felt, in the sense that it felt like I'm throwing a few rocks into the ocean and very few of them ever gave me any feedback as to whether they hit something or not. Or it's much like a fisherman casting many nets into the ocean or rods or whatever the case, using many rods, but not getting any feedback. Like literally it's just empty, it's quiet, and not just for a single day, but for months. And that can feel very discouraging, right? And this is where this concept and idea of networking comes in. Networking might be a term that many of us are not necessarily familiar with. One of the reasons is because you might have not grown up in a community or in a household where networking is a thing that you've witnessed. Networking is a conversation that you have frequently with your mom, with your siblings. It might not have been something that you were familiarized with. So networking is a very, very important skill. And the beauty of networking is that if a parent builds a network of people that they do business with, or that they do life with, or that they help each other get from whatever point to the next point, or whatever point that is higher than the previous point, you can pass on that network as an inheritance to your children. Then by your name, those people will be able to get your children to move from one point to the other. But I'm going ahead of myself here. Let's talk about, first of all, simply, what is a network? Here's a definition that I just got from Gemini. It says, networking is the exchange of information or services between groups, individuals, or institutions, especially for employment or business, right? So when you are networking with someone, the idea is not to exchange money. And the idea is not to necessarily build a friendship. It is to build a rapport. And rapport simply means that I know who Given is. I know where he works. I know what he does. And he knows my name. He knows where I work. He knows what I do. And if what I do and what Given does go hand in hand or can support each other in some way, then we can do business with each other. That business doesn't always have to be it doesn't have to have the exchange of money or finances. You often find that with networking, it's usually a person might refer you to someone who is within their network. So here's a very basic example. Let's say we have a bricklayer, a person who makes cement, a person who's an electrician, and then you have another person who's an architect, another person who is does a landscaping, so they're able to make the garden look mwah and look incredible, right? So if we think about these different people, you can already see how it would be beneficial for them to become a network, a group of some kind, right? Because to the bricklayer, the cement is important. To anyone who's building building a house, the person who's doing the landscaping is important. The electrician who's going to be putting the wires. So all of these people can either work for a single construction company, or you can be an individual who specializes in one of those things. And then you have a network of other people that you liaise with, which means to engage in relationship or to entertain them in some way, right? You liaise with them. You get information from them. So, for example, if you're an electrician and you are friends with a construction worker or bricklayer, you can already see how the bricklayer, whenever he has a job, he can easily refer the electrician, because then whatever company or person he's laying the bricks for, that person by default will need an electrician. So that's how the idea of networking works. However, in the context of looking for employment or looking for a job, when you start in the beginning, you do not know who or which person will be relevant, especially because sometimes you don't even know what you even want to do. Networking becomes very important once you've figured out what you actually want to do. Let's say, for example, you're a young person who wants to do coding, for example. You want to become a programmer or do something in IT. The one thing that you should do is go to events that talk about or discuss the world of coding and IT. Go onto the internet, go onto social media and search for events around your area. Visit those events, even if you don't know anybody there. RSVP and make sure that you're available there. And then whenever now it's time for people to grab a bite to eat and it's time for lunch, network, speak to not only just the main speakers of that event, but speak to the people that are sitting next to you. Find out what it is they do. Don't just speak with the people that you came with or you arrived with. If, of course, you want to bring a friend, which I would advise that you network with someone, because it's much easier to do and it's less scary. But go to different places and once you've met that person, don't just say, I've met this person, and ask them on the spot, can you help me? I'm looking for a job. That's not how networking works, because you still have to go through the process of building rapport. And how does that look? So the way that works is you would go to an event, or you'd go to a company, or you'd go to church, right? You'd meet a couple of people and find out what it is they do. And then once you found out, then you need to figure out if it's in some way links to what you want to do. If the answer is yes, you exchange numbers, or you give them your number, or you ask for their number. Then at some point in the future, you're going to call them and say, this is so and so. We met at this place, and I just wanted to find out if you had time to grab a quick coffee, because I wanted to have a conversation with you about your work and what you do, because it's in line with what I want to do. And remember that it's just a cup of coffee, right? It would probably cost you something like 80 Rand for two cups of coffee. And this person is going to give you information that might help lift your career. And you always want to think of it in this way. Don't go out and buy someone a huge lunch. Why? Because that person might not be the person you're trying to network with, might not be the person who has the information you're looking for. They might then say to you, hey, I don't have the answer to your question, but I do know someone who might, which means you're going to have to buy that person coffee. So you need to think in terms of, I need to be able to afford coffees or networking sessions for at least 10 people in however long, let's say in a 6-month period or 3-month period or whatever the case may be. The one thing that I came to learn later in life is the fact that networking is much more effective in finding a job than putting in applications. Not that you should not do that, but they should work hand in hand, right? You should be spending your time putting in applications and applying for work in different spaces, while at the same time, you need to always be mindful of the fact that whatever job you're looking for is going to require you to build a network around that profession, right? And I know that not all of us are necessarily consider ourselves professionals. Some of us are artisans, some of us are creatives, some of us are marketers or exist within the space of commerce. Some of us are, you know, there's many different spaces that we find ourselves in. The one thing that I want to leave with you today is that learn the art of networking. We're definitely not going to be able to share everything with you tonight, but go and research, read books, and follow people whose videos you can watch or whose podcasts you could watch. People who will teach you what it means to network and what is its value. And more importantly, how to approach strangers that you don't even know in order to build a network community or group that can benefit, that you can benefit from one another.
How to use your skill of networking to find other employment options. Interesting. The skill of networking is in order for you to, when you meet people, how do you use your skill of networking to find different job opportunities? And here's a very important thing that I've noticed, and I've realized it by watching videos. Now, it sounds like research, but it's not actual research. But it's some stuff that people shared on Instagram. These public commentators, I think Toastmasters, did the same thing. And what they then do is they teach you how to speak properly to people, how to react and all that. And I want you to before we start how to use the networking skill, I want you to realize what is the networking skill and how you can use the networking skill. What is important with regards to the networking skill, I believe, is the fact that you need to be interested in other people more than you are interested in yourself. When you are able to be interested in other people, it's better for you in order for you to actually build a network with them. People want you to be interested in them when you are interested in them and not talking over them, but asking them jobs about their, or asking them questions about their job and how they get there and how, what are the bad parts, what are the good parts, what are they enjoying and stuff like that. When you ask and you are interested in them, people like to share more. And when they realize, like, listen, you are really interested in me, that is when they feel like I can have a career with this guy, or I can start a business with this guy, because he's not very selfish with regards to conversations. Unfortunately, this is something that people can pick up very easily when you're doing it in a fake way. You need to be authentic in the way that you are interested in people. So always stay interested in people. And I believe it's a very good Christian principle that we should be interested in people. Stay interested in people, stay humble, and just ask all these questions. Now, when you all the questions pertaining to their jobs and their job satisfaction and their life and all those. When that happens and when that pans out, it's easier for you to divert the conversation from them to your job and save their number on your phone and ask for their number and give them your number. And the moment that you start doing that, you will realize that you can connect different people. When you start connecting different people, that's when you're actually starting to network. When you can benefit someone else and not only yourself by networking, that is the type of people that they want to network with. Now, having said all that, I need to caution you, because there's something that happens very often and it's not healthy, but unfortunately it happens. Right? As a Christian, it is important for me to teach you and to remind you that people are not things. People are not products. We unfortunately, and I find this with Gen Zs and Millennials, we are in such a culture of when things are broken, we replace it, that we never work on relationships. And therefore, we unfortunately see people as things, as products, as something that can be replaced. Now, what am I saying? Why am I saying this when I'm talking about networking? Don't go into networking with a consumer mindset. Don't go to people and chat to four of them and realize, like, this has nothing to do with my with my job, with my aspirations, or with my business, whatever, and just write them off. When you start doing that, you realize that, or when you start doing that, I can realize that you think people are consuming. You consume them, and because you don't have a relationship with them, because you don't have an authentic relationship with them, they know that you are in a consumer mindset with them, and they won't have an authentic relationship with you. Therefore, they will never employ you or try to partner with you in a business. When you use someone or when you meet someone, remind yourself that you are not there to use them or to benefit yourself from the conversation or from the partnership. You are in the conversation. You are part of the partnership with that person to further them. When you do that, now this is totally different than all employment stuff, but this is the Christian way. When you do that, you will then be furthered. Right, because you are, well, not to be total spiritual, but you are storing up treasures in heaven, as Matthew says, Jesus in the mouth of Matthew says. We should always, always, always be able to talk to people and have a relationship with people, irrespective of the fact that they can provide something to us, give something to us, or further our lives. If they can't do that, it is 100% fine, and we still have a relationship with them, and we still love them, because somewhere along the line, that is going to change, and somewhere along the line, that is going to, they are going to further you by something that you did for them. People help people that helped them. That's just the way it is. That's just common psychology. There was an entire movie made about it, which is called Pay It Forward, which is a similar principle. But when you help someone, they don't owe you, never think that, but they will be willing to help you back. And that is, I firmly believe, the most healthiest way of furthering your employment, by using network skills.